At the Banadir Hospital in Mogadishu, a doctor inserts a drip line into the arm of a small, thin child. At least 1,200 youngsters have been treated there for severe malnutrition over the past 2 months. 47 have died during the same period. Dr. Lul Mohammed Mohammed is head of the pediatric department.
The most cases, the death cause is the dehydration. We are doing the rehydration of the child, and we're given also some antibiotics for that because it's acute watery diarrhea and suspect you have cholera. This is what we have done so far.
Severe drought has driven thousands of Somalis from their home villages and communities. People come to Banadir Hospital from as far away as the Bakool region in the southwest of the country, about 350 kilometers or more than 200 miles from the capital. Others are a little closer. They're sheltering in camps for displaced people located around Mogadishu. Jili Abuka arrived at the hospital with her grandson.
Thank God, since we got here, his situation is improving and slowly getting better. He was put on a drip and is also receiving medication.
The large number of critically malnourished children being admitted to the hospital is overwhelming, according to the UN mission in Somalia, UNSOM. It's an indication of the severity of the drought, which the UN fears will degenerate into famine if the international community fails to act swiftly.
Can I ask you, please, where did you come from?
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres traveled to Somalia earlier this month, his first field mission since taking office in January. He was accompanied by UN Humanitarian Coordinator Stephen O'Brien, who briefed the Security Council when he returned to New York.
What I saw and heard during my visit to Somalia was distressing. Women and children walk for weeks in search of food and water. They have lost their livestock, water sources have dried up, and they have nothing left to survive on. With everything lost, women, boys, girls and men now move to urban centres.
The UN is seeking more than $800 million to address the needs in Somalia. But the country is not alone in this crisis. Yemen and South Sudan, as well as northeast Nigeria, are also living under the threat of famine. Altogether, 20 million people are at risk of starving to death. Mr. O'Brien urged the Security Council to respond now. He said collective international action could avert further suffering. Deanne Penn, United Nations.